Well, howdy people. Now, how toxic is feminism? Or just femons in general today? The things they're saying, the things they're doing is quite disgusting. They don't seem to know how to live in a civilized society anymore. Of course, feminism, at least in my book, could be called woke, DEI, diversity. Because it's all about feelings and emotions. Nothing about common sense or logic. And the facts don't matter at all. And let's just take one example here. We all remember this cartoon, Snow White by Disney. The original, that is. It was a fairy tale. It had this pure young femon, who was good and kind. Then there was the seven dwarfs, who also were good and kind. Even the animals were all kind and good, and not doing what they normally do, and that's eat each other. Then, of course, there was Prince Charming, another wonderfully good person, who rescues Snow White from her deep sleep. And it's also then a love story, too. And then you had the bad person, where jealousy consumed them, and they became evil. And of course it's not a coincidence that it was a femon. And it resonated with loads of people, didn't it? All ages, all sexes. It's a classic. Now, we don't really have to say too much about the remake recently, do we? But this is how the actress described it, and destroyed the fairy tale in one sentence. Prince Charming was a stalker. You see how that one sentence pushes feminism and victimhood for the femons and destroys the whole meaning of the fairy tale. Let's face it, we all knew it wasn't true. So what feminism does, it adds evil to something that's good. And they're destroying companies, brands, in exactly the same way. We've all heard, get woke, go broke. It's never been successful. That's because it's evil. You notice that most feminism, or femons even today, are sprouting division, hatred, usually shaking their finger at the same time. Their mouth's in gear, and their brain's in neutral. And all that's coming out is verbal diarrhea. Companies are forced to hire femons, even if they're not really suited for the job. And it's very, very difficult to remove them once they're in. Femons are generally always known for chaos and dramas, but they're more well known today for destruction. And as we've all heard, femons say that there's wars because of males in power. And if they were in power, there wouldn't be any war at all, and people wouldn't die. According to statistics, 73 million abortions happen every year. That's about 29% of all pregnancies. The double standards of femons is amazing, isn't it? Don't do what I do, just do what I say. And because of videos and the internet and males talking, femon's true nature is out there for all to see. And it's no real wonder, is it, that males are walking away. People get a dog to enhance their life, to make it better quality, for companionship. Why on earth would a male have any relationship with a femon at all today, with just the lies and the deceit, the betrayal, the high maintenance, the emotional baggage, the dramas, narcissism? And let's not forget the constant nagging. Throughout my life, I've seen femons destroy good men the same way they destroyed Snow White. Femons today need something that males have had to deal with all their lives since the beginning of time. That's accountability. Of course, what they don't understand is the more they destroy, the worse off they will be, because they are the ones who are going to suffer the most. But that's mansplaining, and it's not allowed. Actually, out of this one and another one of Disney's cartoons, I preferred Bambi, because it had some reality in it. But reality is not for femons. Delusionism is. You take it easy, guys. Ciao.